Welcome to the Stuff in Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes. Please have seen, heard, or read what we did and what we do. You know, stuff in junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
This is Jami.
This is Anna.
Ruthie, you said you wanted to do a topic. Do you remember what it
is? I did. She also said she forgot.
Damn it.
Wow.
Look at this, guys. Look at that professionalism.
Did you really forget?
She literally said she forgot.
I know. Now do you remember?
Yeah.
To be fair to Albert, she said she forgot like 2 days ago. You think she remembered by now?
No, I had a really long weekend. My weekend was like the equivalent of 5 nights. So,
yeah. We did it again, guys. Another perfect podcast. Starts off perfect.
Okay, Jamie, what's your topic? Or Anna, do you have a topic?
You ask Jamie first.
Who wants to go first? Jamang, you're okay with going first?
I'm okay with going first because mine is sort of like a mishmash of a lot of different things and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's kind of like, what is it? This is the first week of spring, and it's also related to something Anna talked about, two podcasts ago and stuff like that. She mentioned that she kind of regrets not reviewing Dune 2 on the podcast.
Dune Part 2, yeah.
Right. So I just want to mention to Anna and stuff like that, and Albert and stuff like that, we're entering the spring season and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Spring, summer movie season coming up. If you guys want to review any movie, just, you know, I think we should go ahead and do it, you know, because I'm going to watch all the big blockbuster movies and stuff like that. It shouldn't be a problem and stuff like that. And, you know, I never pass up a chance to be like a blowhard, a know-it-all, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? That's number one. And then number two, the other thing kind of related to spring is I'm going to be on a plane from here to China and stuff like that in Wicca. So I'll miss the podcast on April 17th, and I think the week after too. So I'll miss two podcasts. So just FYI. And the other thing I want to mention is this is kind of a crowdsourcing kind of a thing. What do you call it? At the end of this trip, I think I'm gonna take a little vacation somewhere in Asia. Do you guys have any kind of recommendations or any kind of preference, any ideas about where I should go? I was thinking Singapore.
I was gonna say Singapore.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
Because that's, to me, the most manageable vacation spot for me because they can speak English and Chinese.
And it's, you know, small, what I mean? And it's a small country.
That's the other thing I was going to mention. It's a very manageable. Like,
yeah, you could literally walk from one end to the other in 6 hours.
Yeah, it's like only like 24. I looked at it. It's only like 28 miles, square miles. But, so it's very manageable.
Yeah, tiny.
Other places I can go, like Seoul, Korea, Tokyo, anyway, Japan, stuff like that. That to me seems a little bit overwhelming. You know what I mean? For a solo traveler, you know what I mean? I get off the plane, whatever.
A Seoul, Korea traveler.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know? So everybody kind of agrees.
Anyway.
Wow. I just got it. Oh, God.
Look at that. Oh, my God. So everybody kind of agrees with Singapore and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Singapore is cool. Just make sure to send us a lot of pictures because then we're going to be mad at you.
I don't want to be one of those dudes that take pictures of every food, every hawker star I go to and stuff like that, but still.
It is your responsibility towards being a tourist of Singapore and for us and for the show.
Looks delicious. All the stuff looks delicious.
He doesn't even have an Instagram to share pictures with.
I do. Actually, I do.
He does.
No.
He uses it to look at boobies.
Exactly. But you don't post anything, so there's that.
Yeah, I can post on there, I guess. So, but that's kind of where I landed on too. I think Singapore is the easiest and also the most convenient as far as like language and transportation and stuff like that. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're all on the same page. And the other thing, I'll just do my recommendation right now since it is also related to the end of spring. So the beginning of spring. The beginning of spring means we're like a quarter into the year and stuff like that. So I just want to recommend to people about the New Year's resolutions and, you know, the changes that they want to make for the new year and stuff like that. Don't give up. You know what I mean? Just keep going. Even if you fail, even if you start smoking again, don't give up. You know, just keep going for your New Year's resolutions. Just keep pushing and stuff like that. It's spring. A new day. You know, it's all that good stuff. You know, the sun's out, butt's out and stuff like that. You know, come on. Be cool. All right. That's it for me.
All right. Anna.
I like how it just sounded like it was housekeeping. It was like a podcast meeting.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Oh. That's true, huh? Jamie, do you have a real topic instead of just like, oh, here's what I'm going to do.
It's such a random stuff, man. That's what it really is.
It's a podcast meeting. Welcome to the Stuff at Junk Show podcast meeting. I am I'm exhausted from Vegas. I will say this. I recommend, I'm going to do my recommendation now too.
What? What's going on?
actually, I read half of Dune while waiting at the airport because my flight got delayed an hour. And I have to say, I can't believe the first movie was literally the first 200 pages. Mm-hmm. I was so shocked. I was like, wait, that's it? I just finished the first movie.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little shocked because how do you make that into a 2.5 hour movie? I don't know, but it was still spectacular. By the way, read the book if you can. It's a little dense, but it really picks up like after the first 25 pages, which happens a lot. Anyways, my recommendation is if you go to Vegas, go to downtown Vegas and stay at Circa. Because that hotel is legit really nice. It's the only hotel, like, no kids allowed to stay there, 21 and up. And it's amazing. The vibes are vibing.
Nice.
Wait, which hotel is this again?
Circa.
It's called Circa.
Is it a newer hotel?
It's a newer hotel. They have their big thing is like sports and stuff. So because of March Madness, they had like all the screens, basketball.
Oh, right, right. You were there for March Madness.
Yeah.
Wasn't it nuts?
It was insane. I was literally there for an anime con. And then like at the hotel, everybody's just like basketball decked out. It was a crazy like.
Wow. Insane. I go pull the opposites and stuff like that.
I know. No, and you know, the funny thing is like I was like so happy because I was there's construction in front of my building. So I was like, yay, I'm leaving for Vegas where I'm going to get some sleep. Well, I didn't because my room was facing Fremont Street and the music plays 24/7.
Nice.
I had no sleep whatsoever. I thought I could sleep through it, but I think I was right next to like a speaker because it was just blaring into my room. So that was fun. I had a lot of fun though. I think Ruthie and I should go to Vegas. That's my recommendation.
Yes, we should.
Ruthie and I go to Vegas.
So Circa Hotel isn't owned by Circa?
No, you big dork.
Wow.
God damn.
You were just on Circa fire. On fire. By the way, I stayed at the Stratosphere the first night, still ghetto.
Oh yeah, that place is horrible, yeah.
Oh my god. Well, it was desperate times again. But yeah.
It was Anime Expo in Vegas?
Yeah, Anime Las Vegas.
Okay. Is it better than the shit show that's the Los Angeles anime show?
Well, this is like the anime shows I do, like Pasadena and Riverside, so it's all by the same people.
Oh, okay.
It was, honestly speaking, like it was a lot of fun because the people that were like really involved in our activities, honestly call it, were super cool. They were hilarious. Like
that's
it was
good.
Just, it was a fun vibe, and
but it wasn't like overcrowded and stuff like that.
Not at all. You know, okay, Ruthie's gonna like this. The new trend I saw from vendors, things that were like hot sells, were apparently press-on nails. Yeah, there were like four or five vendors selling press-on nails. And I thought that's a really cool, innovative thing that they're selling. Go, Jeremy.
I was gonna say, there are little anime characters on the nail.
No, like they have like the frilly
the designs one. On it.
Yeah,
and everything,
the designs
and
were yeah.
You can just stick it up. Were they the like the sticker types that you it kind of like feels like regular nail polish,
no,
or was it like an actual
like
acrylic nail?
Acrylic, and they actually gave you the kit. So I thought that was really cool, like you get a little kit with your nails and stuff. So I was like, wow, that's a really cool thing, and it gave me an idea, wow, I should make my own press on nails for myself. But I also saw a regular run-of-the-mill sticker for $8, and that's when I was like, you have jumped the shark, people. A sticker should not cost $8. I'm sorry. Not a regular sticker, okay? That's nothing but just stick on my thing. It should not cost $8. And I felt really bad because it was a Sailor Moon vendor and I really wanted to support it. I love the sticker. I just did not think it was worth $8.
You know, speaking of merchandising and Dune 2, did you know that popcorn bucket, the fleshlight that I got, it could go up to like $120 on eBay and stuff like that.
Well, you can't sell it because you've already used it.
Wow. Come on now. I think that adds more to the resale value. I think it's something people want. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, there's a distinction between used and unused online. I was like, ugh.
Exactly.
I don't want to ask for details. What do you mean by used? Oh my gosh. But yeah.
That's all I got.
Going back to Dune again. What's your favorite Dune term, phrase, name that you just like saying? Because you know they have some pretty funky names sometimes. Like you know, like the Ben Gesserit. That's like a pretty cool sounding name. Ben Gesserit.
I just like the fact that the name Paul has lasted 10,000 years in the future. Paul. Not Paul. Michael. You know what I mean? Nothing like that. Nothing just strong. Paul. Just Paul.
Yeah, and his cousins fade.
Yeah.
All barren, whatever. Yeah. No barren. Lisa and I, babe.
Or the Kwisatz Haderach.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite.
Yeah. The Kwisatz
Haderach. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty strong.
Spice melange.
Mm-hmm.
Muad'Dib.
another Dune follow up. After we talked about Dune 2 and the sandworm of it all, how'd it get off?
The Shai Halud?
Apparently, that's the whole thing online. Apparently, that's the whole thing.
What is?
Yeah. How do you get off a sandworm?
Oh!
Oh my god, that's like running conversation. Yes, it is a topic of conversation.
It even got to the director. The director says he has some thoughts on it and stuff like that.
Yes,
but he might put it in the next movie. Yeah, he didn't tell us. But
Yes, it's such a topic of conversation. Oh, I will say this. I know you guys are, we're all like, I don't know. We're all nerds and stuff, but it's so kind of fun to be around people who like have all watched the same material because I was at the bar for the launch party and we were all joking around and someone was coming from the group that like we were all waiting on. And once he got here, we were all like shouting out, Lisa and I, like just Dune terms. And it was like, oh my God, I kind of miss this like vibe. Like with my people, you know, it's fun not to brag on my friends in real life or with you guys, but it's fun to do that in a group setting and everybody gets it.
And did the people watching that March, the college March Marathon, like the basketball game, they throw beers at you guys, they boo at you guys and stuff like that? No?
They were not there because it was a nerdy bar. Okay. So we were all cool. in safe space.
Look at that. Love wonderful. It actually does sound wonderful.
Yeah.
What a bunch of nerds. Sandworm. I dismount from a sandworm.
It's a topic of conversation. Yeah, I've had whole thing. Normal people. Yeah.
All right. Is that it? Are we done with those topics? Okay.
Now.
Hey, I did my part. I can't speak for Anna, actually. I can't speak for the rest of you guys. But we did our part.
Yeah.
Well, the whole point is that I don't have to do anything.
Well, we did our part. Ruthie has to remember. We gave her enough time to remember. Yeah. She doesn't remember. Yeah. Then her topic can be like, why can't I remember things?
This void right here, not on me. Not on us. Not on me and Anna. You know what I mean?
On that note, I'll just piggyback off of what you said, Anna. Yeah, why can't I remember things? It's because I'm getting old. I used to have, like, if I'm remembering things from, like, up until I was maybe 27 years old, like I can remember things like it just happened yesterday, and I could tell you the detail. I could tell you like what the sun looked like that day, what you were wearing, and who looked at what. Mm-hmm. And this could all be happening while drunk too, you know. But now it's like I look at something, and literally 2 seconds later, I have to keep reminding myself, like, okay, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, and then something happens. I look at something else, and I'm like, what was I doing? That's just like the story of my life lately. I think I've been complaining, and I don't know how my phone knows this, but it keeps sending me like ADHD ads to like help improve my memory or like help improve clarity and focus and blah blah blah. And actually, like after like weeks and weeks of just berating me with ads, I actually like gave in and I bought Thesis. So I actually have to go pick it up tonight, and it's been downstairs for like 3 days because I forgot to pick it up since it's been there since Friday.
Wait, what is it?
Thesis.
What is
it? I'm not recommending it because I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
Well,
what is it?
It's a nootropic.
Can you spell
thesis
it?
Thesis, like you're like a thesis. Thesis.
Oh, I don't know either. I'm gonna throw my hat in the ring too. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like an Instagram. Like Instagram goes hard with their ads. It's like one of those nootropic blends that supposedly it's like supplements for your brain.
Oh, supplements, that's what I mean. Okay.
Yeah, like supplements for your brain. Okay. So I don't know.
Fish oil. Let's take fish oil.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm going to try it. I mean, I've tried like ashwagandha protein powder just to like see. That didn't work. Like, I'm still cloudy as hell. So, yeah. If I tell you guys something, just like ask me right away what, like, instead of like being all mysterious. That's why sometimes, Albert, like when you tell me, don't tell me. Like, I just have to tell you because then I'm going to forget that I have to tell you something later on.
This is why you send it in the messages thing and then. Yeah,
to remind myself that I wanted to talk about something, but then I didn't write it down right afterwards. I forgot what I wanted to talk about.
I actually use Signal's little thing where it goes note to self. I use it a lot.
I forget to use it.
Yeah, I'll put it over there. But because I also forget a lot lately. I actually recently coined the phrase Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Another pun. Look at that.
It's not a pun at all. It's what it's called. Albert Zimmers.
Yeah.
Albert Zimmers.
Mm-hmm. Ruthie Zimmers. See, that's have the same ring to it, Ruthie. Sorry.
Wow. Oh, wow.
See how it is. My grandmother had Alzheimer's. You know, one of us has a 50% chance of getting it.
Yeah, it's probably me. All right. Is that it? Are we done?
I guess so.
Thanks for listening.
We did it again, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Another perfect podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Successful.
You can find this podcast on Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram and Threads as well at Albert5x5.
You can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
Wait, did you guys do your recommendations? I know we did too, me and Anna's, but did
it
you guys?
It comes after this segment, Jamin.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. I need my thesis, my thesaurus, my vitamins, whatever you call it. What are those pills called?
I need my syllabus.
My syllabus? My what? Anyway, social media today, I am Antiology.
This is Anna. You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or on my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Contact info, ways to support us, and everything else is on the show notes found on whoatworstwhy.com. Before we go, let's give artists, those of us who haven't seen it yet.
Spoiler.
Give our 8 listeners some recommendations for this week. Ruthie, since you're the one that has to leave right away, did you want to go first?
Yeah. What did I want to recommend again?
There we go. That's your answer.
Yeah, that's my aunt. You want if you don't want to forget, I was literally about to forget what I was going to say. You don't want to forget, just write it down or just send somebody a quick note, because like within that second, you might think about something else and then you're just going to forget. And that person, at least like when you text it to somebody, at least like you can see it whenever the next time you're going to text them, even though like sometimes, you know, it happens where somebody texts you and then like you look back and then you forget to respond. And then you just like forget for weeks that they even texted you that you wanted to respond until you like think of something and you text them. So yeah, just do that. Just text somebody that you remembered something, and then that could remind you to text that person. So I forgot my train of thought. That's my recommendation.
Okay.
Maybe I do have ADD. I don't know.
Maybe. Jamin, yours was, what was it again? Oh, don't give up on your New Year's resolution. Okay. And Anna's was go to
Circa Hotel.
Yeah. Put some energy into it, man. That's enthusiasm. Yeah. Good Lord.
Oh. And my recommendation, it's kind of
there's energy, there's enthusiasm.
It kind of came from the fact that we're still in Lent, but by the end of the week it'll be done already. But Fridays normally the no meat day kind of thing. Last Friday, Jessica was all like, I want to go to Taco Bell. Like, Taco Bell. You know, it's like, it's Lent Friday. Anyways, so they have a vegetarian menu. You guys know that? Taco Bell has a vegetarian menu.
Yeah, they're really big on their vegetarian menu. It's like a big thing.
Yeah. So my favorite Taco Bell dish is actually the Crunchwrap Supreme. And they have a veggie version of the Crunchwrap Supreme. Yeah. And I also really like the Mexican pizza as well. I'm sorry, Mexican pizza.
Oh my God. Albert, you are really on fire today.
Anyways.
Who are you?
Have a good good night, folks.
So anyways, so there's a veggie version of those two dishes. So I went ahead and got it. They're delicious. They're actually pretty good. I was really impressed.
They're surprisingly really good with this area of food.
And their cheese quesadilla, which is very basic, so it's pretty delicious too. Their cheese is delicious.
Yeah. So my recommendation is if you want some vegetarian meals from Taco Bell, feel free. They have some good ones. So yeah, there we go. All right. Well, we're going for the records here for short episodes this week. So there we are. All right. This was episode 753 of the Stuff and Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who With Worst Why production.
Now I remember what the other thing I wanted to say. As far as like the podcast, don't forget the summer movie draft. I'll come back by the end of April, so we'll do
why,
it. In
why
April,
are
right?
we talking about the summer movie draft already? Oh, because May. May's coming.
Yeah, also. That's the thing. I'm assuming the start date is going to be May 2nd or 3rd with the Fall Guy.
Wait, when are you leaving, Jamming?
April 13th. I'll be back on the 22nd, 23rd.
Oh, okay. So you're not gonna miss me being there.
He told us. He said he's gonna be on the plane.
No, I'll be on a plane on the 13th.
Oh, he did win.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Did I respond to that?
There's a thing called Signal. It's an app that's on your phone that we use to communicate with each other.
No, but did I respond to it? I did.
Nah, I don't know. Well, that's between you and your God. That's between you and your.
I don't know. I put the bat signal, and then I think Albert put something else, and actually now I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, I remember
not.
A bat signal.
Yeah, there you go. Because Batman wasn't going to show up. Yeah.
I know, and like we happened to, you're like 5 minutes away.
Yeah, so anyway, I'll be on play on the 13th, and I just want to mention we should start thinking about the summer movie draft. If it starts on Memorial Day weekend or Labor Day weekend. Which is
Memorial
Fall Guy.
Memorial
yeah.
Fall Guy is the first movie for a summer?
It is,
Is it? What
days
they go out?
Memorial Day. It's taken the
is it Furiosa first?
No, that's July or something like that.
Yeah, May 3, the Fall Guy.
Yep.
Yeah, they are the first summer movie.
Yep.
Oh, this is the first summer movie that hasn't, that isn't a Marvel movie. Wow.
That's what. Thank you for. I think everybody's trying to catch up to what I'm saying. Thank you. Yes, if that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
everybody complaining about too much Marvel. Well, this is it. This is the reality right
now. This is gonna be a weird summer movie draft this year.
Yeah.
No Marvel.
I don't know. Ryan Gosling is pretty hot commodity right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. It's so funny how he came out of the Barbie movie, and Barbie was supposed to be about women empowerment, and it became a Ken movie. Yeah.
Margot who?
That thing, right. That thing premiered at Southwest. It got a really, a really positive reception. So, just projecting ahead, I think I'll probably pick that somewhere in the middle of the summer movie draft. And stuff like that. It could be a big hit. It could be a big hit.
I think it'll be a big hit as well.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Ken being the most popular is because the writers for Barbie had the most fun writing Ken, so it clearly showed. So.
Oh yeah, that's all I got. I'm sure that. That's it. Why? What a dump of an ending. You're not recording this, right? I'll play this out on the air. Right?
This is after credits, man. After credits.
Because I mentioned we've done nothing but perfect podcast. This might be the one exception.
The problem is when magic is actually happening and Albert's supposed to be recording, he doesn't.
Yeah. No, it's not entirely true anymore. I would say.
Much.
No. I mean, for the most part, I've been recording right away when we get together with the chat.
Yeah, but then all the past magic is gone.
Yeah, those are gone.
How's gone?
Yeah, those are gone. Mm. Practically didn't exist. So sad. Yeah. I like the one where you guys tried to recreate it. I mean, it wasn't the same.
Yeah. No. I'm glad you realized.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Everything else is set then?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go, listeners. Jamming will be gone. There.
And Ruth is going to be napping or forgetting, so it's just me and Albert.
Yeah. It's going to be the Albert and the Anna show. The AA show.
AA.
It's gonna be,
welcome to AA.
It's going to be grade A. Some grade A podcasting A. coming up. Double A.
Beep, beep. Ooh, A squared. Look at us. Look at us.
And see. Okay. Ruthie, sorry, you're like 10 minutes late. Yeah, sorry. Okay then.
Yeah.
Good night. Oh, John Ming's already gone. John Ming's already gone.
He left.
Batman.
He wasn't already here.
He's such a Batman, man. He's like, whoo, he's gone.
I know, right? Like, you turn around as soon as it's like that scene where Gordon turns around after, like, he's looking up at the bat signal and then he's still talking to himself and then he's gone.
And he would say, like, I really should be used to this by now.
We really should be used to this by now.
Yeah.